look at a bottle and you hold it in your hand.
Oh, sorry, my little girl. Hold on. Mm-hmm. And this is what's cool about we're doing this podcast, and my little girl's right here. Hold on, Ida. We're talking about candles. She's right here. Okay, continue. Sorry. Okay. I just wanted to let you know she's right here.
So,
are you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is so cool. All right. You there, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm here.
You there, Lewis?
Yes.
You guys want to say hi? Because this is kind of cool. This is my first time doing this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, usually I meet with people face to face. So let me start this podcast off, everybody. You guys are listening to Visalia's podcast, where we focus on health, wealth, and community. And today I'm so lucky because I have Sarah and Lewis Gonzalez here with me. And I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself.
Hi there, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Lewis.
And that's it?
And what we do is we upcycle bottles and cans and liquor bottles and all kinds of sorts of stuff to turn them into soy candles.
Oh my goodness. Yes, yes. And Lewis, what do you do? Do you help her out with this?
Yeah, so basically I do a lot of the physical labor, which is kind of dealing with the glass work. And there's a lot of different steps that go into cutting the glass and preparing the glass to get it ready for a cup or a candle.
Okay, now before we get into that fun stuff, because we are going to talk about that, everything about why you just, you know, chose this kind of wick and how to trim and all that stuff, the wick. Before we get into that, I want to know about you guys individually, okay? So, Sarah, tell me about yourself and where you grew up and what's your maiden name?
My maiden name is actually Hernandez. I grew up in Sanger, which is, you know, not too far, maybe 45 minutes away. I lived there all my life, graduated, and then came to Visalia, I met Lewis maybe like 10 years ago, maybe 10 or 11, something like that.
10. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So what did you do like for fun growing up?
Let's see, you know, mostly, you know, Sanger is a tiny, tiny town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not really much to do besides, you know, hang out with your friends in school, sleepovers, you know, drive around the tiny little town, you know, go to Fresno, go to the movies, you know, things like that, you know, regular teenage stuff, the mall. Yeah. All that stuff, but yeah, mostly hang out with friends because Sanger's really not that big.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you think about right now the kids, what's going on, because they're not in school, right? And if a lot of these high school kids are graduating, what's your message to them, because they're missing out on, you know, graduation and all that fun stuff?
You know, I feel sorry for them because, you know, that's an experience that, you know, you can never get back. You know, and I just want to tell them, you know, keep your head up, you know, it's not the end of the world that you didn't get to walk with your class or anything like that. Your family, your community, you know, everybody's proud of you, and, you know, just keep going. You know, better things are to come here in the future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Lewis, what do you think about that?
You know, it's really interesting because I remember when I was graduating from high school, it was a really, really big deal. And I actually was born in the Bay Area and kind of got transplanted here in the Valley at the age of 7. And I remember when it was time for me to graduate, I had just, you know, all of my different family, and I was inviting them to come see graduation. So they were coming down from different parts of California to see me. And so I was really excited about that. And I know right now it's unfortunate. The kids that are graduating for this 2020 class aren't able to do that necessarily physically, but I think there are a lot of opportunities that they can use with social media and all of the different outlets as Facebook, Instagram, and even streaming their graduation where their family can join in with them.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I know Visalia Unified, they're trying to think of ways to help the seniors. And they said something about adopt a senior. I'm going to find out more about that.
Cool.
For next week. But okay, now talk about yourself, Lewis. So you grew up in the Bay Area, were transported here. So tell me about yourself as a kid.
Yes. So I grew up in the Bay Area, and it was in Hayward, Union City area, which are kind of sort of like Fresno and Clovis. They're two cities right next to each other. And I stayed there just only through first grade. And then my mom decided she was going to move down here to the Valley, and came and got a job, and just moved down here with my mom and started school and just, you know, made a bunch of new friends and started my life here in the Valley.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's nice. All right. So, well, what's your message for the teenagers out there graduating this year? So the class 2020, right? What's your message for them, Lewis?
I think really in this time that we're in, this is something that for me, myself, it's new. This has never happened. Obviously for these kids graduating, this type of time in our lives hasn't happened. It's something that we're all learning. It's new to everybody. You know, I would encourage them to stay focused. Don't lose their drive and whatever they're looking to achieve and their goals and dreams. There's still everything out there possible. This is just, you know, a small setback that everybody's going through, and we're all going through this together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's good. Good way to stay positive. I like that. All right. Now I want to hear how you guys met. I'm like, let's get straight to that point.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is going to take it back a little bit. So Lewis and I have actually been together for about 11 years, and we actually got married 2 years ago. We actually met on MySpace. Lewis had actually sent me a message on, you know, like, hey girl, what's up kind of type thing. So ignored him. I was with my girlfriends, you know, doing my own thing at the time. And I was like, who's this guy? You know? So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go do my thing with my girls, you know? And one day I was going, you know how you go and you clean out your messages, you know, you're trying to get guys on your MySpace. For the kids that don't know, MySpace was like a Facebook, you know, back in our day, you know, 15 years ago or whatever.
But better.
So I'm going through, I'm cleaning everything out, and I come across this message. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm not talking to anybody at the time. You know, maybe we can be friends or whatever.
Yeah.
So I sent him a message, and I was like, hey, how's it going? Sorry, you know, it took me so long to get back to you. You know, give me a call. Here's my phone number. So he read the message, but he didn't call me. And I'm like, okay, why did this guy, like, not call me? So, you know, he actually wrote me back and said, well, here's my phone number. And I was okay. You know, as being a lady, I didn't want to call first, you know. And so
Lewis got game.
And so I sent him a text message on, you know, this phone number. And I was like, hey, how come you didn't call me yesterday? And his response back to me was like, what did you say? You said, well, you gave me your number first, so you should have reached out to me or something like that, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is too much.
Wait, hold on, Lewis, I got to hear your story. Okay, I got to hear your side. Okay, did you reach out to her first? Did you message her on MySpace first?
Yeah, I sent her the message. So that was basically me saying, you know, this is who I am. I wanted to, you know, talk to you. That was kind of my, I'm showing interest. You know, reaching out message.
And then she's like, here's my number. And then what did you think?
Yeah. And so, you know, to be honest, at that time, I was just really, really busy. when I had gotten her message, at the time, I was a single father. So I was dealing with my son, and he was really young. And he was kind of,
what, three at that time?
Yeah.
He was
a toddler, so he was kind of really giving me a run.
Oh, yeah. I have a 3-year-old, so I get you, yeah.
Yeah, he was giving me a run for my money and then some. So I think when I had got the message, it was like in the evening.
Yeah, it was in the evening.
And I was trying to put him to bed. And so I wrote her back and I said, you know, You know, I'm sorry, I'm just really busy right now. I'm trying to put my son to bed.
I think it was the next morning because you didn't text me back that night. It was the next morning.
Yeah, and I was just kind of in the middle of life, you know, so I just figured, hey, as soon as I can get back to you, you know, I'll get back to you. It wasn't like I was out somewhere doing something other of more interest. I was just literally stuck, you know, at home being dad with my son, trying to get him in bed to go to
Yeah.
Bed. Yeah, yeah.
That is so, wow. So you, so, okay, okay. Now back to you, back to Sarah. Now, he told you to call him. Now what happened with that?
So he didn't, like you said, he didn't respond. He didn't respond back to me that night. And I think is when he had sent me the message about he was putting, you know, my stepson to bed and everything. And it was like a good morning text, you know, sorry, I didn't, you know, get back to you. And so from then on, we just, you know, kind of talked back and forth with each other. Honestly, when we would talk on the phone, Lewis is a talker, so he likes to talk a lot. And I was living with my girlfriends. I had roommates at the time, and Lewis would call me, and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is calling me again. Talk to him. He's just going to talk about his day. He's not even asking what his day was. And my friend was like, my best friend, he was like, just answer the phone. Just answer the phone. And so I answered the phone, and from then on there, you know, I think we talked on the phone for what, like a week or so before we met?
Yeah, or so.
Yeah, in person. And, you know, I felt really comfortable with him. And so he, the first time we met is a funny story too. he was out with friends, right? It was a birthday party.
Yeah, Carlos.
And they actually had gone to a strip club. Lewis had a little bit too much to drink that day, so he kind of needed a place to crash. It was what, like 11:30, 12 o'clock, and I was still up. I was out with my girlfriends, and we had just gotten home. And he calls me and is like, "I'm so sorry, but you know we haven't met before, but I need a place to crash. Is there any way I could come and sleep on your couch?" And I was like, "Sure, I guess so." So that was the first time we had actually met in person. And then from then on there, we're pretty much inseparable. I mean, we spend a lot of time together in the last 11 years or so. So,
oh my goodness. Lewis, okay, what do you guys say for yourself, Lewis?
You know, I was just trying to do the right thing. I was, you know.
Don't drink and drive, kids. Yeah, don't drink and drive.
Yeah, and that was, you know, if I guess they had Uber more accessible at that time, which they really didn't.
Yeah.
I probably would have just hopped on my phone and done that, right? So I was just trying to keep safe, and it was a kind of, you know, an interesting opportunity to meet Sarah because we hadn't met, and just by chance I happened to be in Fresno.
Because in that time I lived in Fresno.
Yeah, because
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Living in Visalia. And a friend of mine wanted to go, or his girlfriend, it was her birthday party. Yeah. And that's where she wanted to go for her birthday. So that's where we went.
But you know what? You're right. Back in the day, we didn't have Uber. We didn't have Uber Eats. We didn't have none of that. So if you were out of town and you had a friend, right? Like say I was in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
And then I was drinking or something, and I knew my girlfriend or, you know, friend was down the street or lived in the same city, I would call them and be like, hey, I'm in town tonight.
I need to crash.
And that was 2008?
That was about 2009.
Yeah.
2009. End of 2008, beginning of 2009, I think it was. Yeah.
So you want to hear a funny story?
What?
Okay. So my husband and I, we met each other in 2008. And this thing, kind of funny story, it's actually going to be a year for us in June for our marriage, or 1 year. And we dated for, like, you know, many more years, you know, a lot of years, like you guys too.
Yeah.
He found me on MySpace too.
That is so funny. That's how we used to do it back in the day.
And he messaged me, and then I was on a cruise at the time, so the Wi-Fi wasn't working great.
It was spotty.
And yes, and it sent him a blank reply, and I didn't do that. I didn't. He replies to me. He goes, my husband's going to kill me for telling everybody this. He goes, oh, did I leave you speechless?
Oh, my God. So cheesy.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, though. Yeah.
And now we're married, and I have three of his kids.
hilarious.
Thank you, MySpace.
It gave us the loves of our lives.
Yeah. You know, whoever's listening, they're going to be like, hold on, what's this MySpace? Yeah. Let's revive it.
Still around. You can go look up MySpace.com. It's still there, but it's not the same as it was.
Oh, it's still there?
Yeah. I think I logged in a while back to see what kind of pictures were on there. Lord.
Can you get on still? You on yours?
I was able to log back in.
What? No way.
Yeah, I pulled off like a bunch of pictures from, you know.
There is MySpace.com. I'm looking.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on here. I think I deleted my account. You know when you could do that?
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I got to be serious with a manual now. So got to delete. Oh, you can. Oh, so check this out. You can sign in with your Facebook or Twitter, which is kind of weird.
So it links everything together. So now when you post to Facebook, it'll post to MySpace.
But I want music on my page. Can you do that too?
I used to love that back in the day. That was like the best when you could pick out your song.
Yeah.
And your top, what was it? Top 6 or top 8 people?
Yeah.
Top 8.
Yeah.
Louis, I feel like Louis, what was your favorite part about MySpace other than messaging girls and
I mean, I thought it was cool just because, you know, you can communicate with people on there. And for me, as I was growing up in that time, I was, I think, in my early 20s or mid 20s. I still had friends that were up in the Bay Area and I lived down here in the Valley. So I didn't know everybody's phone numbers, but I could communicate with them on MySpace, or I could look them up and they would have a MySpace account.
Mm hmm.
So, you know, it was nice because I would travel up there every now and then and visit my family and some of my friends. And I would send them a message on MySpace and I'd tell them, hey, you know, I'm going to be up there in like 2 or 3 weekends. Are you going to be around? And they would say, yeah. And, you know, I just drive up there and just drive to their house and they'd be there. So it was cool. It was a good way to communicate.
Aw, that's, you know what, though? Mike, let's bring it all together here, though. MySpace, thank you. and it's true. It was a different time.
It definitely was.
I mean, I'm not going to say I met a lot of people because of MySpace. And then what's funny is that I actually have good connections with them still. That's what's funny. I'm thinking here. I'm like, I'm going to start talking about we're going to have to connect again and talk about this, you guys. Because in person about MySpace, everybody in Visalia. Okay, you guys. So. I'm over here, though. I was on my computer looking at MySpace, but I clicked out of it. I was like, okay, I got to stop with this. But I, before we end this podcast, we got to talk about something important. And that's the reason we're here. And I know everybody's waiting to hear about your candles, right? Yeah. And did you guys see that post I posted on my personal Instagram about which one do you think my husband took to his shop for the candles?
Yes.
Which one do you think he took? He's at his shop right now.
Fragrance wise or can wise or vessel wise.
Okay. Either way, I can tell you the ones. Okay, so there was what? Pipe Dream, pomegranate.
Yes.
Forbidden fruit. Okay.
I want to say he took the Pipe Dream.
He took Forbidden Fruit.
Oh, did he? Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one's a little bit on the sweeter side too.
Yeah. And this is what's funny is that you brought the candles and then we could smell them. They weren't even lit, right? And I told them, huh?
They were just sitting there, not lit.
Yeah, not lit. Just you can smell them. It was like amazing. And my husband's all, what is that? And then I told him, you can have one. Take one to your shop, you know, because he's a mechanic in downtown Visalia. And he goes, oh, okay. And he grabs one and then he goes and puts it by the front door, you know, so he wouldn't forget.
Oh, that's too funny. Good. I'm glad he likes it. I mean, it's for everybody. Candles are for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Men, women, you know, everybody loves a good smelling candle.
And the pomegranate, that's the one that I have here in my room. That's my favorite one. Pipe Dream, I'm saving. I'm not sure if I'm going to give it away or light it up, you know?
Yeah.
But I love the candles. I posted a video onto my Instagram. I took some photos. Your candles are just a piece of artwork, right? And we're recording this on First Friday. First Friday is with the Arts Consortium. That's when they have, you know, you can walk to different spots, different venues and galleries. Well, we can't do that because of the whole, you know, staying at home orders.
Yeah.
So virtually, they're going to be doing something today. So you go onto our YouTube, you can check it out. So you're listening to this. So it's nice that this is kind of like my little nod to First Friday. Is this is artwork, and we're actually able to reuse these vessels, I would say, these containers. So I want you to talk, and I want you to explain to the listeners A to Z about your candles, and especially like why you chose this wick and what it does take to create, you know, and sand this glass down.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about our company and our candles. Our company is Soyolair, and what that is the name of the company is kind of a play on words between English and Spanish. The word soy is for the soy that we use in the wax, and the word olear is actually in Spanish is the word meaning the smells of or to smell.
Mm.
So we picked that the name for our company, like I said again, as a play on words, and basically what it means is for us the smells of soy. So we're putting in all these different smells into the soy wax. So that's what Soyolair is. I know a lot of people ask us all the time. They can't figure out what it means or what it is. So that for all the people that are wondering what Soyolair is, that's what it is.
It's Soyolair, right?
Yes.
Okay, Olair, right?
Yes, Olair.
Soyolair, okay.
Yeah, so how Soyolair came to be, over a period of a few years, Sarah and I had collected or accumulated a few hundred bottles of wine. And Sarah, she really likes drinking the wine.
I enjoy myself a glass or two here and there.
And that's fine with me.
I'm gonna get all newsy. I'm gonna be like, and how did you get those wine bottles now?
Yes. And for me, I'm really big into artwork. So my thing was, we would go into these wineries and right away I would go looking for the labels. I would right away start, you know, straight to the coolest, brightest, neatest labels that I could find. And I would just stand there and I would look at them. And Sarah would stand at the tasting room and she'd be tasting the wines. So, you know, by the time she got done 20, 30, 45 minutes later or whatever it was, you know, I'd walk over to her and say, well, which ones do you like? And she picks them out. And then I would look at the labels. And if there wasn't the one or a few that I particularly liked, I would make sure that we got those.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the labels. I thought they were really neat. And I figured, hey, you know, once she's done drinking them, or if I enjoy some of them as well, you know, I want to keep this around because this is really cool. It's a really neat, you know, reminder of where we were and, you know, the people that we met along the way to get the wine. So we collected all these wines, which were at one point in time full, of course. And then over a period of a few years, we would consume them and we ended up with a bunch of bottles. And it was literally several hundred bottles that were empty. Of the wine. So I was trying to figure out what to do because we had all these bottles all over the place.
You didn't want to throw them out.
And I didn't want to throw them out, and I didn't want to necessarily put them in boxes because then you can't see the labels and the great artwork that these people put into these labels. So I hopped on the computer and I went on Google and I Googled, what do people do with, you know, empty bottles? And right away, the first couple things that I saw in there is people are making candles and they're also making cups. And so once I figured that out, I was pretty much on a mission to kind of look and see what it's going to take to make these candles and to make also the cups. Wow. So that's kind of how we got into, you know, working with Soyolair and creating the company and getting started there.
Yeah. Wow. And why this kind of wick? Because I was reading online that you said to, you know, trim it a certain way. And can you talk about that? If you guys, you know, if you're listening and you do own a soy oler, right, candle, yeah, how should you take care of it? And how should you take care of the wick?
Okay, so let me talk a little bit about the wick, and then Sarah will give you guys some tips because she's pretty good on that for the trimming and the care of the wick. So the wicks actually took, I would say, just a little bit over 6 months to figure out what type of wick to use in the bottles. And the reason for that is because there's a couple things that we're dealing with. So the bottles are different sizes, meaning different diameters. So you have some bottles that are smaller. So maybe they're like 2 inches wide. Others may be 3 inches wide. Others are four inches wide. So that's one thing. The other variable that you have to deal with is when you look at the bottles, again, have different diameters. So one may be 2 inches, the other may be 3 inches, another may be 4 inches wide. So that's one thing. Then when you hold the bottle in your hand, the bottle feels nice and round. I guess you could say, it feels like it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of, I guess you could say like a Lego. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's the same one. Each bottle feels the same. Well, the difference is when you cut the bottles, they're not all the same width all the way around. So the way that a glass bottle is made is it's actually a sheet of glass, a flat sheet, and it gets rolled around. So at one point in time, there's a seam where one end connects to the other end. And in between that also, as they're rolling it, there's a different pressure of the cylinder on the glass, and it may leave for a wider, a thicker portion, and then a thinner portion, and then a thicker portion. So all the way around the glass, you're dealing with different thicknesses
mm-hmm.
and different diameters.
Yeah, so, I'm looking at the candle right now. So it's, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not perfectly even. It's, you know, every one is different. They're literally, every single bottle is different from the other one. So with that, in order to figure it out, I just kind of went and I took some smaller bottles, like the 2-inch diameter, then the 3-inch diameter, and the 4-inch diameter, and I just started putting different wicks in there. So with the different wicks, they're very similar to the diameter in the bottle. They're a little bit thicker or a little bit thinner, depending on the size of wick that you use. The size of wick is what we're talking about, is really the diameter of the wick, and not necessarily the length, how tall or short it is, just the diameter. So for the different diameters of glass are different diameters of wicks. But within those wicks, there's, I guess you could say, kind of different families of wicks. And that would also be attributed to the branding of the wick.
Yeah.
Kind of like a car, you know, there's a Honda, there's a Toyota.
Yeah.
And the wicks are very interesting. I always thought, looking at the wick, if you are really into candles and you look at the wicks, you think that the wick is just kind of like this cotton thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Look at you. But little did I know, in the middle of every single wick, they're completely hollow. And the reason that they're hollow is they're actually, when they're burning, they're taking the glass, or I'm sorry, they're taking the wax, and they are, the wax is being kind of sucked through the middle of the wick. So that's why it burns from the close to the wick. It burns outward towards the edge of the glass or the can, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I'm over here lighting mine.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about it. I'm going to light my wick right now.
Yeah, so there's actually, you know, the wicks are very, very interesting, and they're a huge part in what we do.
Oh, yeah.
So the reason it took us so long to figure it out is because, again, there's so many different wicks, so many different families of wicks, and we do use quite a different, you know, a variety of glass. You know, we do a lot of wine bottles. That's kind of the thing main portion of the candles that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But we also do a lot of beer bottles as well that are very similar to the wine. And then we also work with spirits like your tequila, your vodka, rum, all that good stuff.
That's cool. No wonder why my husband took it, because it's a beer bottle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, the wicking took quite a while for us to get that situated. And for a while there, our house was looking kind of
candle factory.
Yeah, it's. I mean, people would come over and they would ask us, you know, did you have somebody pass away here? What's going on?
A vigil, or
yeah, because we had at any given time we would have between 50 to 100 candles burning.
Wow.
So
because we wanted to get the time right and everything. Yes. And, you know, the burn time, make sure that it was burning to the edge, and we'll talk about that in a bit, but
you guys, yeah. But the thing is, you guys perfected it. I mean, and that's why I feel like we don't even have to talk about that. I mean, we if you want to, but because people just need to realize that you guys have perfected the soy candle. And you guys are located here in Visalia, you know what I mean? And you deliver, and it brought me happiness, and I'm a female. It brought my husband happiness. He's a male. It brings whoever happiness, you know, whatever you are. Yes. High quality. You guys know what you're doing. You guys are an amazing couple. You guys are happy, and you can feel the happiness through your products. And I want to actually talk about, I want to talk about this, actually, the different scents, because I went online, and I saw that you guys have like tons and tons of different scents, and I felt like I was at the shaved ice stand here in Visalia when you got to place your order and you see the long list.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. It's
yeah. Right now, our fragrance catalogs we're almost to, I think, right about 4 dozen different fragrances. And
can you name them for me?
Yeah, so we have agave, which is like a fresh agave plant, almond, we have apple and maple bourbon, which is a very nice one, Arctic ice, that's very like a masculine fragrance, and we have barnwood, we have birthday cake, which is just like what it says, birthday cake, the black cherry, that's a nice fruity one, blood orange, which is very nice and sweet citrus fragrance. We have blueberry, brown sugar and fig, citrus and basil. Then we have cranberry, which is kind of a year-round one that we do, although it's great for the holidays, but we do have that one year-round. And then we have a cucumber mint. We also have a cucumber wasabi, which is an interesting one. Then we have honeysuckle, which is nice for the springtime. And then we have a lavender, cucumber sage. Then we also have lemongrass. And then we have a lemongrass kiwi cassis. We also have a maple pancake, which is just like maple pancake or maple syrup. It smells delicious. Then we have oak moss and amber. We have also Palo Santo. That's a kind of spiritual one. And then we have peppermint eucalyptus. We have pine, which is very fresh and outdoor smelling. Pineapple. And then we have pomegranate. And also pumpkin. And we have sea salt orchid. Which is,
it's actually a fan favorite, that one.
Yeah, that's a really really fresh and kind of islandy almost. It smells like spa, like when you go to a spa and whatnot. And then we have Snickerdoodle. We also have a newer one called Tidal Wave, which there's kind of several different ocean minerals in that one. It's really, really fresh. And then we have Tobacco, and the tobacco is kind of like pipe tobacco. It's not like, you know, cigarettes or anything like that. So it's a different kind of a smell, but it's a very nice. And then we have vanilla. We have Very Berry, which has a mixture of over 10 different berries in it. And then we also have Wakey Wakey, which is a Brazilian roast coffee blend that I actually made a while back for one of the companies in town here. Who's our buddies in the Nitro Bike?
Oh, yes.
Sell coffee. And
we love the Nitro Bike.
Yes. We wanted to give them a candle, and we didn't have a coffee fragrance at the time. So I found some different fragrances, some different oils, put them together, and then we came up with Wakey Wakey, which is our coffee fragrance.
Wow. Well, I feel like, yeah, right? Doesn't that sound like when you go get shaved ice?
It's a journey.
Now, was that, do you have more?
Well, we're always adding new fragrances to our catalog. So, you know, every couple weeks, I want to take some time to go in and check on new fragrances, different oils, as we're using essential oil to fragrance the wax. So that basically allows us during the different seasons, like right now it's springtime, there's a lot of different flowers that are coming out. So we're able to get the oils from those flowers and then infuse them into the candles.
Wow. And where can people see photos of your items and, you know, even see that video that I uploaded? Where can they go see that at?
They can see that at our Instagram. Our Instagram is at soyoler, one word, S-O-Y-O-L-E-R. We do a lot on Instagram. We also have Facebook, and it is soyoler candles, all one word. You could also email us with any questions at soyolercandles@gmail.com. And then we also have our website, you know, people can go on there and look stuff up. It's www.soyoler.com. So, you know, we have a few ways for people to get a hold of us.
And what's your phone number again?
Our phone number, you know, go get a pen and paper right now. You're going to want this so you can come and find us, or you can send us a text message, whatever. My number is 559-618-1224.
And you deliver, right?
Yeah. So if you're here in Visalia, we can deliver to you. Not a problem. If you're listening in your Fresno or outer areas, we do ship. So we can get that done for, you know, everybody can get some candles.
And I highly do recommend this for all the mothers out there or the people who are like a mother to you in your life. Just purchase them this candle. It's just a nice way to bring a smile to someone's face, a good reminder. Oh yeah, I remember when my, you know, sister bought that for me or my niece. And tell me again how you do the refilling of the candles.
Okay, so when you first buy a candle from us, you know, you take it home, you burn it. First burn, be sure to burn it for at least 2 to 3 hours. What that does is it creates a memory in the wax. It goes all the way to the edge of the candle. And with that memory, it'll remember each time you light it to burn straight down and won't leave any residue on the sides. That's like the most important. That's the best way to get the burn out of your candle. We also recommend that you trim your wick an eighth of an inch. And you can get those anywhere. I mean, you can even get them on Amazon for like $7 to $8. So a wick trimmer is, it's just like a little, I guess you can call it like a long pair of scissors that you use to just cut the tip of the wick off so that you can go ahead and, you know, get the best burn on your candle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also recommend using butane lighters. So, you know, you can refill it. You don't have to, it's a stick lighter, you know, those long ones.
Yeah.
And when you're done with it, you can refill it. So, you know, we're all about, you know, clean and the environment and stuff like that. So we want people to use things over and over. So after you burn your candle, when you're done, we do the, most all of our glass and then our crowlers, we refill. So you reach out to us and we will go ahead and refill that for you. For a refill, it is on the bottles, it's $12. On our crawlers, it's 18. We also do custom work. So if anybody out there has a bottle or a can that they have from birthday, you know, anniversary, a trip that they took, get in touch with us. We do that for 25. And that's on glass, on the glass. And then also, we also do magnums, which are like the big, big bottles of wine or, you know, some people have beer, whatever you have. And those are 60 and we refill those for 20.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. So you're actually saving money, you're saving the environment, you're helping a small business. So supporting Soy Oler is just happiness for me. I'm so happy we're able to talk. This is awesome. You guys rock. You guys rock, Lewis and Sarah. Yeah.
We're trying a day at a time.
Well, right now, I tell people, right now, the most important thing to do is to bring smiles to others and happiness and to react with love. And purchasing these candles is a great way to show your love. Sometimes we have a hard time. What should I get, you know, for that certain person? They're hard to buy for. This is your next go-to spot, Soy Oler. All right, now, Sarah and Lewis, thank you for reaching out to me. Do you have any questions for me before we end this podcast or anything to say to Visalia?
Hey, you know, we'd like to, you know, do more in Visalia. You know, as soon as this you know, shelter in place ends, we'd hope to, you know, get out there, do more pop-ups, you know, get involved more with the community, you know, try and get, you know, vessels, you know, wine or beer or anything that we can from local businesses. So local businesses, if you're listening, you know, you can get in touch with us instead of throwing your glass away, or if you have something cool, you know, that you don't want to get rid of, definitely get in touch with us. And, you know, we can come by and pick up anything that you have. We'd love to get new stuff. You know, we love for people to give us, you know, things that we've never seen before, or a beer that has like amazing artwork. So, and we also, I actually have a coworker, actually. She wanted candles in mason jars, the ball mason jars, the nice pretty blue. So we went ahead and we did that for her. So, you know, we can make anything to a candle pretty much. So be sure to just get in touch with us, you know, where to find us.
And that's a good way. I think a restaurant can create revenue, another stream, and they can have merchandise. So
putting their name, you know, it's free advertisement for them. You know, people are like, oh, you know, where's this can from, or where's this bottle from, or, and, you know, we can tell them, oh, you know, we got it from this restaurant or this, you know, bar or wherever.
Well, I just want to say thank you. The way we met was on Instagram. You guys followed me on Visalia's podcast, and I saw your candles, and I followed you guys, I think, because of the candles, how beautiful they were. You guys are artists at heart, first of all. So I just want to say thank you so much for supporting the art and creativity aspect of Visalia. And thank you for donating to the Tulare Kings Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We're hoping we can have the installation awards again this year. But just thank you for giving back. I mean, that's what matters right now, is to bring smiles, happiness. And I recommend you guys, and I say you guys are Visalia's podcast approved for sure.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We truly appreciate you taking the time out of your day to, you know, sit down with us and, you know, show we were able to share our love of candles with everybody in Visalia.
And MySpace.
Yes, and MySpace. Don't forget about that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening to Visalia's podcast, where we focus on health, wealth, and community. So if you want to connect with Visalia's podcast, just shoot me a text. You can call me 559-210-2417, or you can email me at visaliaspodcast@gmail.com. That's Visalia S Podcast. All right, you guys, I'll talk to you guys another time, and namaste, stay safe, and remember, you guys are an awesome team. I can't wait to see more and hear more, like, from a year from now.
Thank you. We hope to grow some more here in the future.
All right.
Thanks. All right, Lewis. You're welcome, Lewis. And Lewis, say a final word to the listeners of Visalia.
You know, we just want to encourage everybody in the Central Valley, and especially in Visalia, our hometown, you know, during this time to, as you said before, just try to remain positive, keep happy. I mean, we really enjoy making our candles, and we love to see people using them and, you know, enjoying them and getting happiness out of them. One thing that we didn't mention, but it is our company, I guess, hashtag or motto is stay lit. And what that is basically we encourage people to constantly burn their candles, keep them lit. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I love this candle you guys made. It's so pretty. I don't want to burn it. And I tell them, burn your candle. Just burn it down. Get in touch with us when you're done. We'll refill it. Stay lit. Just keep it keep it going, you know, just enjoy it. And you know, that's the main thing really that we want to give is our give back to the communities by doing this. You know, this is something we're very passionate about, and we love spreading the candles around. They're just, it's something we enjoy doing.
Thank you so much, Liz. Thank you so much, Sarah. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye. Bye.